kids on YouTube, should parents be more concerned with what their kids are watching? In recent years, YouTube has become one of the largest entertainment platforms in the world. This is largely due to the platform's ability to provide free and easy access to a wide variety of content spanning multiple genres. The site has been popular with multiple demographics. However, one group that has provided significant success for the site is children, with large amounts of content being made specifically for the younger demographic. While much of this content can appear harmless at first glance, there have been growing concerns against content that may not be appropriate for younger audiences. To discuss the potential dangers of harmful online content and how we can better monitor our kids' viewing habits, we're joined by Dr. Jessica Balanzategi, lecturer in cinema and screen studies at Swinburne University of Technology. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, how are you going?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. So let's get straight into it. I wanted to ask you, can you tell us what kinds of content are the most popular with kids on YouTube?
Well, it's actually a tricky question to answer because YouTube is the kind of information that YouTube has about the people watching certain channels isn't something that YouTube will happily kind of share. But also there's a problem which YouTube is currently working through at the moment with the distinction between the main YouTube platform and YouTube Kids, which is the explicitly child-oriented platform that YouTube launched in 2015. Because YouTube's official stance with its main platform has always been that it's not designed for users under the age of 13.
Right.
And they've got into a lot of hot water in the last couple of years around this official stance because it kind of conflicts with what they've been doing regarding marketing and how they kind of engage with a lot of big children's brands, because they'll often go into presentations with big companies like Mattel and Hasbro who make children's toys and entertainment, and make statements like they are the new Saturday morning cartoons and that they're today's leader in reaching young children when compared against TV channels. So there's a bit of a conflict there, and they've just recently been fined by the US Federal Trade Commission because of that. But so that all makes it quite difficult to actually pinpoint what type of content is really popular with children, because it can be very difficult to know whether it's children that are actually watching. But we do know that there are a few very popular genres of YouTube content that seem to be child-oriented.
Right.
And channels that seem to be child-oriented.
Wow, it's so complex. So what are some concerns that have been raised in regards to children's content online?
Well, in the last couple of years in particular, there has been a lot of concern raised in a series of kind of viral news media articles in particular about content on YouTube and the main platform in particular, but some of this type of content also turns up on YouTube Kids, which has slightly tighter kind of restrictions around the content that can go on that platform.
Mm-hmm.
Content that seems to be child-oriented, it features kind of toys or kids' characters, popular kids' characters from animated shows like Peppa Pig, or one of the most common types of seemingly child-oriented content on YouTube is weird kind of family entertainment character mashup videos that feature really popular characters from big franchises, superhero franchises in particular, like Spider-Man and the Hulk, kind of all appearing together in domestic kind of scenarios. So kind of playing with toys or cooking or getting married. And this particular type of content has raised a lot of controversy because it seems to, it's crystallized around a particular focus on the character of Spider-Man and the character of Elsa from the Disney film Frozen, which obviously is very, very popular
with
kids. Yes,
absolutely.
In kind of, in romantic scenarios. And some of them with some very odd kind of sexual innuendo and strange and not very child appropriate themes. So this type of content in particular has been covered a lot in journalistic articles in the last couple of years. But there's many different types of child-oriented content on YouTube that have raised concerns. But I think that the family entertainment character mashup videos are some of the most troubling, I suppose, because they really don't align with our existing standards around child-appropriate content.
Wow, I can only imagine. So have these concerns always been present, or are they more of a recent problem?
Well, I think it's only been in the last couple of years that this has become a globally recognised issue with YouTube, and YouTube has had to introduce a range of new mechanisms when it comes to child-oriented content as a result of these controversies, and particularly after this very publicised Federal Trade Commission fine in the US, which was specifically related to child content on YouTube. So it has been a problem for a while, because some of these, like these video, these channels that completely feature this kind of Elsa and Spider-Man as a romantic coupling channels, they have been really, really, really popular for seemingly quite a long time. But part of the issue seems to be that a lot of adults didn't really know about this content until recently. So if you read a lot of the media reports that have come out around this in the last couple of years, one of the biggest concerns expressed across all this this media reportage is that this was happening kind of under parents' noses. And they became aware of it a little too late. It's already a popular phenomenon, so it's very difficult now to kind of put the genie back in the bottle.
Wow, that is scary. It's really scary. As a parent myself, what advice would you give for parents who are letting their kids watch content online?
Well, I think using YouTube Kids is a good idea for those parents who don't already use YouTube Kids. I think a lot of the anxiety around this issue comes from the fact that YouTube is already one of a central component of children's media diet. So recent research has shown that young children do tend to watch YouTube more than they watch TV. So I think a lot of the anxiety here is that the habits have already changed, but a lot of adults and parents are only just becoming aware of the complexity of kind of seemingly child-oriented content on YouTube. So YouTube Kids is a lot safer, because it is a curated platform, and it's going to be even more tightly monitored and curated now that these issues have received such global coverage. So that's the number one piece of advice I can give, I suppose. But also just to make sure, I guess, especially for very young children, that you're aware of what they're watching and how they're navigating the platform, because a lot of this type of troubling content seems to be designed to pop up in kids' kind of autoplay cues, which is, you know, the automatic recommendation system that's part of YouTube. So it's just really important, I suppose, to be aware of how children are actually using the platform.
Well, that is all such great advice. Dr. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. And that was Dr. Jessica Balanzategi discussing what steps we could take to protect our children from harmful content online.